Yo!
It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The legend, Dr. J, joining us in 30 minutes right here at 5:30.
The real Dr. J.
The real Dr. J, we think.
Hope so.
We're going to play it for him. I've decided we have to play him when Ben got for the Dr. Ben Livingston got. Can you play that clip again real quick?
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
Dude, that's not Dr. J.
I'm doing great. Hang on one second. I'm just walking across the house.
That's not Dr. J, dude.
That's not him.
That's not him. That is not Dr. J.
That
bro.
Was not him.
Yeah, hang up on him then. I don't know who that is.
Not sure who that was. All right. We'll see if we get this straightened out in
so
a sec.
Like,
yep. Little did you guys know it's Justin from Tennessee.
It could have been, yeah.
Can Carlin show some composure one time?
Yeah.
He's like in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
He can feel the pressure around him. He's like, ha-ha, guess that wasn't Dr. J.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
I might have jumped the gun a little early there, but it's all right,
it's all
man.
Right. It's all right.
We're about an hour away from the weekend, so it is all good. You might not know it, but this is a pressure-packed weekend for a lot of people, including WIP personalities.
Oh, boy.
Starting at number five, the most pressure on them this weekend is myself, because I have one chance to get back at the good graces of the Eagles fans in this city, and I have put my life, not life, but put something on the line by saying the Eagles are going to go on a run. Because I can feel it in my bones. My bones are going to be tested.
Can I be honest with you? You haven't been very committal to the run.
Well, because I still think they kind of stink. But I really do feel something.
What's a run?
Like a 4-2 stretch.
Really?
Yeah.
And that would have to start with a win this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take that.
I got a feeling about this team. It could have been Sirianni standing there like a psycho listening to Many Men.
Yeah,
like that might have
You're
been
impressed with that. Mini
I really
yeah,
was. Yeah, yeah. I was like that's my cocky coach. I don't need you yelling at people, but that I liked that. I hope they can rally around him.
Now, if you had seen that clip on with no context on TikTok, would you think that guy looks cocky or looks lost,
like disillusioned?
No, just has no idea. It's just literally in the wrong place.
I would say wrong place.
Okay.
Wrong place. I would lean that way. So
okay.
A lot of pressure on me this weekend. The fourth most pressure on them this weekend is the Jalen Hurts defenders, because it's starting to brew. You can hear it coming. It's not Kellen Moore's offense. It's Jalen's offense. Well, he better start putting up some points, or else this whole thing is being started. They're directed at one person.
Yeah.
You can only blame Sirianni for so long. You can only blame Kellen Moore for so long. Ultimately, he's got to go get it done.
So, if I can read the ups and downs of storylines correctly, and it seems to be that the focus is moving to Jalen
mm-hmm.
a little bit here, is that he plays great on Sunday.
Of course he is,
and it gives the Jalen crew just a wave of confidence into next week, which.
I'm waiting on it.
I will take all of the beatings.
I'm waiting on it.
I truly.
I'm going to beat you.
Don't care. Right. You can beat me. That's wild. Well, you've been flipping a little bit.
I was whacking at that. I can't. I'm waiting on it.
Okay. All right.
I'm waiting on the game. Three touchdowns.
Okay.
280.
Okay.
Yeah.
They usually
no
lose
turnovers.
When he does that.
Yes, right. No one, especially no turnovers.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if he does that, are people going to say there's Nick involved in the offense, or is that dead?
No.
Well, it's definitely not Nick involved in the offense.
Okay. No. It'll be, hey, finally, as Nick has gotten out of the offense
yes.
and let Jalen and Kellen cook.
Yeah. Very likely.
Yeah.
Very likely. Three touchdowns. Interesting. Going to cut that audio. Third most pressure this weekend is on Saquon Barkley. Listen, they let you go. There's been a lot of hype about your return to New York. I know they're trying to downplay it, but I think Saquon has some fire in his gut, as Jonathan yeah. Gannon said last year. I think he's ready to put it on a show this weekend. For as much as people are hoping this is a Jalen game, this is a Saquon Barkley game. I got to kind of look at the two touchdown odds. But Saquon Barkley is the second most. You can't go out there and drop a pass. You can't have a bad game and let the Giants fans
right.
feel like they've won something over you.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know that's exactly what they was. I told you he was a bum.
Yep.
Also, can't get hurt on the MetLife turf because then they'll start saying, well, he's injury.
Now, that's everybody. Let's get everybody out of there without getting
AJ Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there any way we could play the game without any of the players actually stepping on the turf?
On the turf, yeah.
Is that possible? Is there a way we can figure that out? Come on, Nick.
Yeah, where's.
Scheme something up, you clown.
Yeah, where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, let's see how inventive Kellen Moore is. See if you can have him fly.
The second most pressure on them this weekend. Is without a doubt Nick Sirianni,
yeah,
who has had a week.
I know who's going to be number
one. Yeah, I think we know where this is going.
All right, anyway.
I don't know who's going to be number one.
Oh, you'll get there. Yeah. Okay. But Nick Sirianni, listen, if they win,
Jalen already didn't.
Yeah, well, listen, if they win, Sirianni can't go into the crowd, or if he does, it has to be more in a playful way.
Don't even do it.
Don't even do it.
Yeah,
no kids at the presser.
No.
I don't think they've been on the road with him anywhere.
Maybe they're there, but they haven't been at the press conference after the game.
What if he brought three kids who were obviously not his?
Not his.
Yeah.
A new week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every week, just three different children.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, a good bit.
But he has got, and if they lose, the questions about his job is going to continue to get louder and louder.
Oh, yeah.
Louder and louder. But the number one most pressure.
And even though it's a pointless question.
Yeah.
It still will be there.
Maybe.
Truly. I just do not want to do the Monday show after a loss. I
told you.
I do not want to do another angry show from Chickies.
I'll do it for you.
Well,
who are we kidding?
Who's gonna throw you the lifeline that time?
Oh, but well, no, there's nobody to know. AJ's not gonna call him.
Oh, right. That's a good point. Good point.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. But the number one most pressure on them this weekend is without a doubt
here it comes.
Spike Eskin. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
This is a New York Bowl. You've screwed us against the Knicks. You screwed us against the Mets. You screwed us against the Yankees. If you screw us again, there's gonna be a lot of conversations about who needs to go first, Nick or Spike.
Look, I'm putting the Phillies loss on you, Jack Fritz.
Why?
Because you are the Phillies guy.
But I said they were going to lose.
No, you said they were going to win.
No, hell no, you didn't say they were
going to lose. I did. You guys were like, I can't believe you said it. I said it with my chest.
No, you said it, and then you backed off it with your chest, and you said, I'm changing.
I forgot you did say that. Yeah, did you say that before the series?
Yeah.
Well, but then he changed his prediction.
Oh, okay.
He changed his prediction.
Well, hold on. Someone on this show does that a lot, where they're real early in the week, and then by Friday.
Who does that?
I'm not naming names, but it's okay. I gave the real opinion early, and I got excited when the series was going to start.
So I'm putting...
I wonder where he learned that from.
Yeah. So I'm putting the Phillies loss on you.
Okay.
I'm putting
the Yankees loss you can put on me.
The Yankees, I'm putting actually on both of you. Because
why?
You both were telling me what a big time series it was going to be for the Phillies.
Ike did say that was a World Series preview.
Yeah.
Thought it was.
Yeah. And then, well, it might have been half right. You might have been half right. And I'm putting the Sixers series on Nick Nurse. Should have called timeout, you coward.
If you tried to.
Called timeout in game two, would have been 1-1, and we might not have been in this position. So I don't. You know, I know that I'm going to get killed on Sunday if the Giants win, but also if the Eagles win, officially the curse is done.
Yeah.
Can the curse be done officially?
Yeah, the Giants kind of stink, though.
Oh, I see. There we go.
So and we do have to beat the Knicks.
The Knicks are more important now.
Don't worry about the Knicks.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm serious. They're a cute story. Second best players, OG Anunoby. What are we talking about? The Knicks. They're like a
second best players. Who?
They're like a role player super team.
Karl Anthony.
Congratulations. He was the Timberwolves just got to the conference finals, and their first move afterwards is to get rid of him. Yeah, but what are we talking about here with the Knicks?
I just wanted to get you fired.
Yeah, they're locked into this. They're paying $60 million a year for Karl Anthony Towns, $45 million a year for OG Anunoby. Miles Bridges is a juiced up Robert Covington. What are we talking about?
You said juiced up Robert Covington.
That's what he is. He's a 3-and-D guy. Can we relax a little bit with the Knicks?
It's just like, and there's barely a three with him.
Who?
OG.
Oh, no.
No, he's talking about Miles Bridges.
Mikal Bridges, not Miles Bridges. Mikal Bridges.
Totally my bad. Painter's pitching, but.
Okay.
Yes, he wasn't.
He's watching baseball.
Yes, he's watching. How's he look?
Good.
All right.
Two innings, one run. Was up to 98.
Rod, get it.
D'Lo looking like, yeah.
Get it. Manage your people over here, Lakin.
Up to 98 today?
Yeah. Down from 100, but it's all right. Mikal Bridges, by the way, the shot looks awful.
Oh, but he can shoot.
No, but have you seen the videos of it?
Yeah.
Those are old, I think.
No.
No, he changed his shot.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he changed his form.
It's a tough scene.
Oh, really?
Like, we're starting to call him Folksy.
He has to get used to it.
We've seen this story before.
Why would he change his shot?
Well, Markel Fultz changed his shot.
Yeah, that ugly shot, like Lonzo. It wasn't as bad as Lonzo Ball's shot, but...
Maybe he's just trying to do it to get it off quicker, I would imagine.
Yes.
But he shot pretty well. Wow. Okay, well, this hour
not a fan of changing your shot.
No.
5 years into your NBA
career. No. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We're going to do our picks here because we have Dr. J at 5:30.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
So normally we do our weekend NFL picks at 5:30, but we do have the legendary Dr. J joining us at 5:30. So we're going to do our picks now. So I think Jack won the week, if I remember.
Yeah, it's a nice little 4-0 week for me.
Okay.
No big deal. I'm back up to 12-10-2. Ike is 13-9-2 with a 2-2 week last week. And Spike, your first winning week. Welcome to the win column, buddy.
Thank you.
2-1-1. You're still 8-13-2 overall. But
was my tie the Bills Jets game? Was that a 3-point line?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yep. And we're not, again,
not buying half points.
We're not buying half points.
Buying or stealing. You're saying buying. You were not offering anything for the half point. You were just stealing half points.
That's right.
Who knows how long that went on for?
That went on for at least 2 years.
Okay. A long con. They're always mad at me when the line looks different on the tweets. Anyway, my first pick, I'm taking the Bucks +3.5 at home against the Ravens. I feel like the public's going to be all over the Ravens. I think the Bucks are a pretty good team, and I expect them to actually win that game outright. So I'll take the Bucks +3.5 at home.
I like it.
I'm going to take the Texans +2.5 against Green Bay. I think people buy Green Bay a lot. You know, Jordan Love, a lot of buzz about how good he is. I think the Texans are starting to play good football, starting to figure out their thing offensively. And then I'm taking the Vikings -1.5. Again, I think the public's going to be all over the Lions, especially after what they did last week. So I will go the Vikings, who I think are a good football team. And then in the Eagles game, I'm taking I don't know.
By the way, I see, and I'm giving you a point here, I see 3 for the Texans.
All right. I looked before the show.
You see 3?
Yeah, I see 3.
I just got 2.5, too.
Okay. I see 3 right now.
Different sports books. We love that.
Yeah.
We love that.
Well, you're going to use, our official one will be FanDuel, right? Is that what you guys, okay.
I'm going to take the Eagles 24-23. They don't cover, but they win.
Okay. 24-23. I don't know if my heart can take it. So who goes next? Do I go next because I did better than Ike last week? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I actually have the Packers -3 at home over the Texans. It feels like the Packers are rounding into form a little bit, especially offensively, especially at home. And the Texans have not been as advertised so far this year. So I'm going Packers -3. I'm also going against Kostos and going Falcons -3 at home over the Seahawks.
I like that.
Falcons offense has been very good. And here's another thing. West Coast teams, when they fly East Coast for a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, there it
heard
is.
That one.
Well, it's a thing, and it is a 1 o'clock game Seahawks. And that is basically as far as you can fly all the way up in Seattle. So I have the Falcons -3 at home over the Seahawks. And I will continue to fade the Jets. The Steelers are going to go to Russell Wilson, and I think Mike Tomlin knows what he's doing, and I think there's a reason for that. I'm going to take the Steelers +1.5 at home against the Jets. And for my Eagles pick, I do not think they pass the gut check test. I hope I am wrong very, very much. I have the Giants winning the game 19-9.
19-9.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I always pick weird scores.
Yeah, Eagles, that's all right. Yeah. You could at least gave us one touchdown.
No.
That's 3 field goals?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or right. Maybe a touchdown, a failed 2-point conversion, and a field goal. But 9 points is what I said.
All right. All right, so I'll go with my Eagles score first. I'll go with the Eagles winning 23-16 since I had already said it when Jaws was on. 23-16. I think the Giants may get one touchdown, but predominantly on kick field goals Sunday. And I think the Eagles will have a nice, solid, efficient win. Again, not fancy, but a solid win. And I think Jalen has another 2-touchdown solid game. Saquon.
You said 3 earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, 3 touchdowns.
All right.
Yeah. Either way, you know that could be passing or rushing.
Oh, who could forget
that? Yeah, yeah, that could be passing or rushing.
There you go.
Saquon has a solid day, but not the big day that everybody anticipates he's going to have. I think the Giants' defense will be geared up to stop him. All right, now let's get to some real games. I'm taking the Chiefs. You mean to tell me Andy Reid is getting points coming off the bye week?
First of all,
it's very rare that the Chiefs are underdogs in a game.
Yep.
And are you to Brock Purdy and the 3-3 49ers? The same team that lost to the Arizona Cardinals? Yeah. Give me the Chiefs plus the 2 points, but they win outright Sunday. Andy is basically unbeatable.
Is it 1.5 or is it 2?
No, it's 2.
Okay.
It's 2. I'm not. Well, see, I expected you guys to look this week, so I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you.
I see 1.5, but Jack can be official.
I use
moderator.
ESPN's line.
Yeah, okay. 1.5 on FanDuel.
Okay, 1.5 on FanDuel. All right.
Okay.
All right, no problem. 1.5, 2, it don't matter. They went out, right?
Okay.
All right, and then I'll go with the Packers. I'm going with the Packers. Now, which do I get? The minus the 3? I want minus 2.5 is what it is.
FanDuel has 2.5, so it's 2.5.
Yeah. All right, so I'll take the Packers minus 2.5 versus the Texans. That's going to be a good win for the Packers. And then I'm taking the Lions on the road plus the points. I mean, they're getting 1.5, but I think they win outright. Vikings are a very good team. They're coming off the bye week. The Lions are rolling, and that's a divisional game. It's going to be a good game, probably the game of the weekend. Lions versus Vikings.
Yeah, absolutely. Game this weekend.
When the last time we said that? Lions versus Vikings, the game of the weekend.
Probably the 60s. Yeah. during that time.
So yeah,
good college football, good NFL football.
Yeah.
Good weekend.
I'll take the Lions.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. 215-592-9494. A reminder, Dr. J joins us in 15 minutes. Zach is not Dr. J. He's in Levittown. He's on WIP. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Zach?
Nice to talk to you. Sorry to bother you at work. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, sorry. Hey, so I just wanted to at this point, I think Nick Sirianni is like a baseball manager. He's like Rob Thompson. He can't win you a game, but he can definitely lose you one, which, i.e., looking back, you know, you're not taking the points and everything like that. He, what does he do for this team? What does he, you know, everybody says, you know, he's a great coach. He's a player's coach. Rah-rah system. I mean, he doesn't run the offense. He doesn't run the defense. What is he doing? What is he, you know, is he a glorified cheerleader?
Say? So Mike Tomlin doesn't run the offense or the defense. What would you say he does?
Mike Tomlin's Mike Tomlin.
I'm asking you what he does, though.
He's a great game manager. Can you say that about Nick Sirianni?
How does he manage the game, though?
He knows where to put the players. He knows when to call timeouts. He knows when to take the points, when to not listen to the analytics, when to listen to the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
He's a winning coach.
Here's what I would say about what Nick Sirianni does. And honestly, I think it's why he has been oversharing with what he does. Because he's trying to prove to everybody that, yeah, I know I don't call plays, but there are other things I do. People like yourself, Zach, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're just not accepting those things as tangible things that a head coach should do to help the team out.
But what is he?
I can't give you a list. You want me to? You listen. When they win, he does a nice job. When they lose, he does a bad job of getting them ready to go. I don't know what else you want to know about what he does. Why does that matter? Why does it matter what he does?
Because we need someone that's going to help the team, and he obviously, like I said,
help the team do what?
He can't help the team. He only hurts the team at this point.
So how would another coach come in and help the team? When you say help the team, I don't understand.
We had a saying in the military. We don't need nice guys. We need guys that are going to get the job done.
Okay.
Nick Sirianni, nice guy. Everybody thinks he's great. You know, great personality. Clown shoe on the sidelines. But Bill Belichick, bad guy. Wins Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I listen to Julian Edelman's podcast, and every time, you know, he's got these funny stories about Bill Belichick, but they're not nice stories. But he's a hard-nosed coach, and he has 6 Super Bowls, so apparently Nick doesn't have.
He also had a great quarterback.
He had the best quarterback. You're right. You're
okay
not about that, but Nick Sirianni probably has one of the best offenses fielded in quite some time.
Yeah, so then why do you think the offense does not produce or perform well right now? You think it's Nick Sirianni's fault?
No, I'll be honest with you. I think it is Jalen Hurts' fault. I think if you pay someone $250 million and then put a leash on him and say, well, he can't really run anymore, but he also really can't get under center, so we're just going to have him be in the shotgun. I mean, I never play football, so, you know, this
but
is
what if that's but what he does well and that's what he's most comfortable doing?
Yeah, but as a if you're getting paid $250 million, you better be working under center in the offseason.
Maybe they Maybe they tried working with him under center during the offseason, and he's like, I don't really like this stuff.
Then he ain't a $250 million quarterback.
Okay.
Well, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's certainly fair. I do think Ike has a point in the – it is – Nick is in a weird spot because they could win the next three games, and I can promise you if we took 100 calls saying how much credit does Nick get for those three wins, we would probably get 95% of the calls saying nothing.
None.
It's the players, it's Kellen Moore, it's Vic Fangio. So While you might be right, he's in a difficult spot because he doesn't get credit for the good things, right? We see the offense isn't performing and we blame him. The defense has a great game and nobody's like, Nick had him ready to play.
Right.
You know, so it's just he's in a difficult spot. Anyway, Zach, for the Disturbed tickets, give us a famous couple.
I got one for you. Okay. Delonte West and LeBron James's mom.
You just had to end the call with a bang, huh?
I mean, well, so did Delonte West.
Is that confirmed?
No, but I think it's one of those ones that everyone believes.
Was that confirmed?
No, I think.
I definitely believed it.
Yeah, I think it's fun to believe.
I definitely believed it, yeah.
It's fun to believe, especially for people who don't like LeBron. So Dr. J joins us next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The NFL season continues, and there is no better place to get in on the action than on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, you'll get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. I got a nice little same-game parlay for you for Sunday's game. Philadelphia Eagles taking on the New York Giants. How about an anytime touchdown for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts? Got to get that tush push in there. Come on, man. Let's go over in rushing yards for Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, and we'll go over in passing yards for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I can't hit that note today.
Not on a Friday.
I'm thinking maybe 6 feet, it's so far down. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in moments, Dr. J will join us. We were just joined momentarily by Al Morgani in the studio. Al is mad at Flyers in 50 and said that we're going to go to hell because
nice.
We're only in 50 seconds.
We
to
hit
the, Flyers.
The target audience.
Well, you know, Al, 50 seconds is 50 seconds more than anyone else is doing.
This is true.
And all the Flyers have to do is win some games, and then it'll go to 52 seconds and 54 seconds. In fact, after the loss last night, they're down to 48 seconds because they lost. So,
is it wins in a row?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So they lose, the seconds go down, they win, the seconds go up. And Broads can be a huge baby about it, all he wants, but it is what it is.
So he was complaining about it earlier today when I saw him.
He was complaining again?
Oh, yeah.
We're giving him airtime, an afternoon drive.
Yeah, well, I know. Some people are grateful, some people are not.
Go do your Flyers thing on friggin' YouTube then.
Right.
Then don't do it on the afternoon show.
And skate takes.
Yes. The Twitter question, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today, are the Eagles going to beat the Giants? 68% of the voters say yes.
There you go.
215-592-9494. Jim, you're on WIP. However, we may interrupt you for Dr. J, but don't take any offense.
No, I'm not taking any offense. I don't blame you. All How right. you doing? Love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Ike, you are the man.
Appreciate it, brother.
You are absolutely the man. You're the one voice that I love hearing.
The voice of reason. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Right.
I have a prediction about the Eagles. 24-17 birds.
Okay.
All right, why do you think that?
I just think they're going to turn it around, maybe do some better play calling, take some, you know, field goals instead of trying to run on fourth down when they're in field goal range. That would be smart.
Yep.
Well, you know, so on the thing here, it says that you don't trust them this week. But you're saying that they're going to win.
I got my fingers crossed. It depends on, like, the play calling. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Like, do some RPOs. Run the ball more. And then, you know, at least the other team doesn't know what you're doing from play to play.
Yeah, well, I think as soon as they start seeing the RPO, they know exactly what we're doing, and it's not going to work. So, hey, give us a famous couple for these Disturbed tickets.
Okay, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
That's a good one. It is a it's an old one, but it's a good one.
Yeah, it's definitely an old one.
Man, I haven't heard.
Who the hell is Jim Burns?
George Burns.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you are brutal.
Who's George Burns?
I just want you to read all of Wikipedia one day.
What's the, I forget the name of the movies he was doing when he was God.
Oh, God, You Devil.
Oh, God, You Devil, yes.
Man, that is a long time ago.
Yes, right.
You know what?
That's my introduction to George Burns.
Well, no offense to Jack here, actually, because George Burns is really...
Yes.
Oh, God, You Devil is probably 83.
80s, yes, 80s,
yeah,
yes.
Or something like that.
Yep.
He was a comedian, Jack, an old guy comedian. He was funny. He always had a cigar.
Cigar.
Yep.
Glasses.
Yep.
Old school, man. It's how the old school comedians used to look, man.
Who's like, all right, so is Richard Pryor considered old school or like
he's
into the new school?
Yeah, no, Richard Pryor's old school.
Old school, yeah. Okay. He's 70s into 80s.
So, like, is it Don Rickles, super old school?
Yes.
The guy from Caddyshack, old school?
Yes. I'm also thinking, who's the other guy? The No Respect guy.
Rodney Dangerfield,
old school. You know, there are even older comedians than that. But that is the, when Ike and I were kids, those comedians were a big deal. Back to School is a huge movie.
Back to School was a classic.
You ever see that, Jack? Back to School?
No.
Rodney Dangerfield went to college, but he was an old guy. It's hilarious, man. Con the Don, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, folks? How we doing today?
What's up, Con?
Hey, you probably don't remember. It's been like almost 3 years, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Happy belated birthday to my fellow Libra.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to ask, real quick, I don't know if you do it, because I've been going for a while. You still giving out that Ike juice?
Yeah. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I know where calls go.
You know what I'm saying? Look. I've been listening so long, I'm like, yo, look, man. Y'all got to stop doubting our bird gang, man. I get it. We need some work done. But listen, I'm going to let y'all know now. This Sunday, we finna murk these Giants fans. We finna show out. Barkley finna show out as well. And we finna turn it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying we're going to go all out undefeated, but I tell you this much. We're going to go somewhere, and I smell playoff bounds.
Ooh.
That's what I smell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to stop with this, oh, my God, he's doing this. Oh, my God, he's doing that. I literally came back all the way from Canada to let y'all know Bird Gang finna take over this year, okay? So stop with the, oh, doubting this, doubting that. Oh, my God, we ain't going to do – come on, man, stop it. Philly don't do that. Philly, we rep. We got this, all right?
What so Philly what you I'm talking saying? About? We're the most negative people on the planet. We always think
man,
they're going to lose.
No. Well, you from the new generation then, because I'm talking old school, all right?
What? I'm 48.
Yeah, Negadelphia was just founded 2 years ago.
Yeah, come on, man.
You sounding like you 18 crying about, oh, my God, yo, Nick doing this. Oh, my God. Jay, yo, I get it. We ain't no perfect team. We ain't good, but, yo, we putting in work still. We still got work to do. But still, no matter what, Y'all supposed to be rapping saying like, yeah, no, we got this. You know what I'm saying? All that negativity is just going to bring y'all down, the whole city down.
Right. I'm the only one who does that. They don't do that.
Because I'm going to turn this city up and let everybody know we're going to win this year, all right? So have a good weekend. Y'all stay blessed. All right? Happy belated birthday again, brother.
Appreciate it, Con the Don.
To be honest with you, Con the Don sounds more like a... He said, I sound like a new school Philly fan.
He sounds
like a new school Philly fan.
Yes.
Sounds like he was born in 07.
How long was he in Canada for?
Yeah.
Soften him up a little bit.
A lot of nice people up in Canada.
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah. Exactly. Soften him up.
Keith Jones.
Oh, you thought...
Rob Thompson.
Topper.
Topper.
Yeah. Bad news. Oh, seems like we might have Dr. J. So I don't have to yell at anyone? Or we had to get Justin from Tennessee to act like Dr. J?
I knew we were close to you yelling at somebody.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to tell me it's for sure, we're going to promote it all show.
Yes,
he doesn't
course.
Call in.
Yes,
I would there would have been hell to pay, be quite honest with you. So I'm not going to go to Mad Mike. I was going to go to Mad Mike in a second, but I'm not going to. Yeah, it's funny. When you think about somebody who's born in 2000, 24 years old, they've seen a World Series. Mm-hmm. They've seen two Super Bowls and won one of them.
Yep.
Three trips to the World Series. Yeah, so you've had two very good eras of Phillies baseball if you were just born in 2000.
Yeah, you don't know the 80s and the 90s.
No. Yeah, and you've had two good eras of Eagles football as well. Now, the Sixers,
the last decade has been their best era, especially when you're talking about consistent winning.
During the regular season, they haven't...
We didn't even have that.
Didn't even have a beat a good team during the playoffs.
Something tells me this...
What?
This call.
Oh, yeah.
Our boy is back there.
Yeah.
I can see him working.
Is he making them, making a FaceTime him to make sure that...
It feels like somebody's explaining something to him.
Oh.
Yes. That's what it feels like.
Mad Mike, you're on WIP, so I'm going to take
a
friggin' call.
How are we doing today?
What's up, Mad Mike?
Just awesome.
I just wanted to say, I battle a lot of callers on here, but I'm picking a fight today. Rios is the cringiest, most dumb caller calling.
All right, got to put him on hold. Sorry. Not just because he's being mean to Rios, but because Dr. J is on the phone.
Right.
Come on, Mad Mike. Julius Irving, Dr. J, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Pleasure. I'm happy to be here. So it's always good to come back to Philly. You know that.
Yes, sir. Well, you're going to be at Parks Racing Saturday with the National Thoroughbred League, first of its kind racing league with horse racing. Starts at 2:30. Doors open at noon at Parks Racing at 2999 Street Road. Are you a horse racing guy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been to the Derby and I've been to Aqueduct. And where else did I go? It was another racetrack that I was – in California.
Okay.
Over the years. But with this race, I'm not only attending, but I'm an insider.
Oh, really?
So I was actually pitched to become a partner with the Philadelphia team, the Philadelphia Stallions, and also to be an equity participant in the league.
Oh wow!
So this is the second year of the league. So it's kind of modeled after the Formula One.
Okay, which has become so huge over the last few years,
and that is huge.
Yeah,
and if we can reach 10% of what they've been able to do globally, that would be pretty special.
Stallions is a good name too.
Yeah, especially for horses.
Yeah. Yeah, the Stallions sounds like they got some swag, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me think of Rocky. That's why I thought Italian Stallion.
Italian Stallion,
So we have to ask, you were part of the group or you traveled with Josh Harris to go meet with Paul George to help recruit. He and his dad sounded so impressed that you were there. I'm just curious what that meeting was like and what... You know, what the conversation was like with you and PG.
Mm-hmm. So it was at his home in Los Angeles, in his basement that he has, a basketball theme in there. And because the Sixer family was there, they had some chalkboards up with a lot of numbers on them, more than I can even count. So I'm honestly speaking, I think the decision was probably made before I got there. I was just like the icing on the cake.
Well, you know, if you listen to him, it was pretty impressive icing.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, it's just such a high leverage and huge important moment for the franchise. Mm-hmm. And to have him speak the way that he spoke about you being there, I thought was pretty neat.
That's awesome. And, you know, I played my whole NBA career in Philadelphia. And there were two times when I was up for a new contract. And the second time, there was consideration on the part of San Diego, who had called the Sixers to get me and let me finish my career out in California, but I had no intention of doing that. There was a Utah situation, which I had no intention of doing that. And, you know, I had moved around enough. You know, I had my two varsity seasons in high school, had 3 years in college, one freshman and two varsity seasons. Then I had 2 years in the ABA's, Virginia Squires, 3 years with the Nets. So everything with twos and threes. I'm saying I want to stay in one place as long as I can. And as it turned out, you know, I was kind of hoping for a 10-year career in basketball. And as it turned out, those 11 years gave me a 16-year career. So I'm very, very happy to retire as a 76er, be in the Hall of Fame as a 76er, and then now be a vice chairman of the board of directors of the Hall of Fame as a former 76er. So the 76ers are going to be in the picture no matter what.
Yeah, and listen, you're one of not just the 76ers, but for the game of basketball, this league, you're a living legend. And I know when I'm fortunate enough to be in your presence from time to time, I've been in a couple golf tournaments that you've been a part of or what have you. You know, from my childhood, you take me back to my childhood, and I'm 50 years old. And I just wonder, as you go around, you travel around the country and being an ambassador for the Sixers and for the NBA, the youth that's in the game now, and how you're received and respect. I would imagine there has to be some appreciation and gratification for yourself, knowing that you're a name that's synonymous with the game of basketball. When I don't care who it is, you say Dr. J, you know who Dr. J is.
Yeah, that's a huge compliment. Something that didn't have to happen, as you know, but it did. And there are a lot of people who were my contemporaries and my peers who people don't mention anymore. And when I was young, and you're 25, 24 years behind me, I was looking at those guys who were 20 years. Bill Russell was 16, 18, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, you know, a lot of guys who, you know, well, Oscar's still around, but a lot of guys who aren't around anymore. You know, they're the ones who, you know, established the bar, and then we were supposed to go out and try and reach the bar or exceed it, and just like the generation behind me exceeding, you know, the things that I was able to accomplish. And I look at that as a compliment. I look at that as, you know, someone who set the standard. And fortunately, you know, got pretty good health, and I'm able to still move around, get out on that golf course. Like you said, I think that's one of the keys. You know, playing golf keeps you busy, keeps you occupied. It keeps you training a little bit so you don't look bad when you get out there. But, yes, sir.
Julius Erving with us now. So we have, as far as rosters goes, the best Sixers roster we've seen in the Joel Embiid era, it feels like. We got a gem with Tyrese Maxey, who somehow gets better every year. When you watch his game, what do you think the next thing for Tyrese Maxey to add to his game to sort of hit that next level is?
That's good. You know, everybody talks about his offense and his offensive explosiveness and running downhill. And, you know, one of the things that helped to make our team successful when we got, you know, Moses Malone needs to say, but to have an Andrew Toney and to have a Maurice Cheeks. And if he could become a combination of those two guys, you know, dynamite with the jump shot and the offensive threat and Cheeks' defense, just changing things up and causing havoc and you know, securing possessions for us. Without playing above the rim. So he get the ball with his waist, below the waist, and he came up with steals and he came up with deflections. And, you know, He's a Hall of Famer because of, you know, how he played principally on the defensive end. And Michael Cooper was talking about that this past weekend, that, you know, he feels very complimented to be one of those guys, you know, like Bobby Jones and like Mutombo, and, you know, who are in the Hall of Fame because of what they did on the other side of the ball, not the offensive side, but the defensive side. So he could pick it up in that area, and not that he's terrible at it right now. He's actually pretty good. But if he could become great on the other side of the ball and give us that combination of Tony and Cheeks again, wow, that would be quite a feat.
So Joel Embiid signed another contract and has played his entire career for the Sixers. It looks like if he were to play out that contract, he would play his entire career here with the 76ers, which is pretty rare for athletes nowadays. Can you just talk about how much it means and the value of playing for one organization your entire career?
Well, I did my whole NBA career.
Yes, for your NBA career. Yep.
And I had the pleasure over the weekend of seeing where Reggie Miller played his whole career with the Indiana Pacers and Catchings, Harvey's daughter, played her whole career. And they both had like 18-year careers, 17, 18-year careers. And, you know, they both spoke to the fact that the ownership had a lot to do with it. The city had a lot to do with it. And obviously personal choice just based on the influence that their parents had on them in terms of, you know, if it ain't broke, don't be trying to fix it. So
so
I think if Joel can be one of those guys, you know, Kobe Bryant played his whole career with the Lakers. And so there's been a handful of people, but not that many in the modern era. And Joel would be establishing something that, you know, others could look at, and especially if you can get a championship or multiple championships, be a job well done.
So before we let you go, we have to play you one of the funniest and most awkward moments that's ever happened here at WIP. It's about five, maybe 6 years ago, seven. I can't even remember how many years ago it was.
16.
2016. So Ike was hosting with a gentleman named Chris Carlin, and their producer was a guy named Ben Livingston, who was very proud of himself because he said he had booked Julius Erving. And boy, when you hear this, This is about the least Julius Erving sounding guy you could ever hear. So I want you to hear the audio and hear the person who purports to be Julius Erving. Here we go.
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
Dude, that's not Dr. J.
I'm doing great. Hang on one second. I'm just walking across the house.
That's not Dr. J. Dude.
So Ike sounded the alarm immediately.
Immediately. I'm like, hold on. That's not Dr. J, bro.
That's not. You need to put a little more bottom in that voice.
Yes. A little less Southern accent, yeah. Too. The guy sounded like he's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And there was nothing smooth about his voice. So
no.
Yeah, yeah.
No. All right,
y'all,
Dr.
Caught him, huh?
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you. Again, the event is with the National Thoroughbred League to go support the Stallions is on Saturday. And the doors open at noon, and races start at 2:30 at Parks. We really appreciate your time.
There you go.
Thank you, Doc.
And we're over at the Mission Capitalist Club. So you got to get over here. I think it's a private club, but I got a standing invitation from the owner. So they let me in. Maybe they let you in.
All right, Dr. J. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Doc.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
Hey, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. I had to play it for him. I'm sorry. We got a good reaction.
Yeah, it worked.
It was fine. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
It's fair. It's a fair criticism. What's next? Oh. Should we do this now? Should we pause the text line? Let's pause the text line.
Pause the text line.
Pause!
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time? Well, I'll tell you, we're, we're smooth as a razor's edge around here, man.
Oh, yeah. Just a very old, rusty razor.
There's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second at Elite Acura during their Elite Fall for All event. Now, they're rolling in the fall with unbelievable savings on their selection of over 175 new cars. And right now, you can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for $319 a month. But that's not all. They're taking it to the next level with a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer on top. Man, you can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on these offers during the Elite Fall for All event going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Mike sent you, or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.
Back to the text line.
It's sometimes he has the worm in him and sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, we're beating the worm out of him with the Eagles Insider of the Year, I think.
Yes.
I think we're getting a better Elliott recently. What's next?
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we will take any listener, even if you're an older guy with a bird sanctuary.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You too.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to you as well, Ike. I heard that we're number one.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Just job,
another day at the office. What's next? Dude, Ken is the biggest Nick Sirianni fan. Bigger than Elliott. Yes. Something special, he said, that we have. Oh, he knew it from the first minute.
Listen, Ken is a smart guy. He's got to adjust.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got to adjust.
Yeah, what's next? It's fair. So, by the way, I wanted to mention this because I'll tell the story in 30 seconds or less. My wife just got here. It's our 10-year anniversary. And
happy anniversary, Val.
So, by the way, Val went to Ike's birthday party last year.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yes.
How many people did go to Ike's birthday party?
Well.
Yeah, interesting.
There weren't any more seats at the white guy table.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
or gal.
Yep, or gal. So. So when we got married 10 years ago in Old City, Philly, Ike was there, and I had threatened to, you know, at a wedding, when you cut the cake, you know, there's the whole thing where you smush the cake in the other person's face or whatever. And Val did not want me to do that, but I insisted on doing it. And she started sort of running is the wrong word because you can't run in those shoes and a wedding dress. But she was scooting away. And as she was doing it, she fell down right in the middle of the dance floor. And refused to get up. She would not get up.
Nice.
Ike walked over to her and said, I believe the quote is, Val, you got to get up. Yeah. Val, you got to get up. We've said it a million times.
So just Ike said that to probably, you know, if Val's the only girl he's probably said that to. He's used to saying that to like, to who? Like Dawkins?
Yeah.
Football players. Yeah,
like football players.
Yes. And he helped lift her up. And we have the photo in our, I think, one of our anniversaries. I got Ike to sign the photo, and we have it in our home.
That is awesome.
But Ike would never acknowledge that it happened because he is a good man who doesn't want, and I'm not such a good man.
No, you're not. You're not. I'm sitting here right now embarrassed, Val, right now. I really am. I can't believe he's telling the story
you're
on the air.
You're okay with it, right?
But she's letting him tell the story on the air.
Well, she couldn't stop me, actually. There was no let there. TK next, or do we have Fritz?
Teeks!
TK is next.
Well, so, anniversary, where you headed, man?
We're going to go see Shane Gillis at the Wells Fargo Center.
Okay.
We have a whole weekend, then dinner tomorrow night.
Okay.
Maybe some drinks as well.
All right. Don't wear yourself out there, killer.
Oh, come on.
We only have one hit.
Yes, I do only have one hit.
Yep. By the way, since you gave me so much crap for not seeing Elliot at the Zach Bryan concert, are you going to say hi to him tonight at Shane Gillis?
No, I don't want to see Elliot.
Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot's going to the concert tonight?
Yeah. Well, a comedian.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you and you're not going?
No. Now I'll make the money you guys make.
Oh wow.
Wait, man. You managed to get Zach Bryan tickets?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. There we go. They're not cheap. Those tickets.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday. Oh, do I do my thing first?
You gotta do cats and dogs.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't know the order we were doing it, so.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I screwed it up again.
All right, listen, pretty terrible last 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
I told you.
We're worn out.
Yeah, no, you do your read. He'll do the thing, and I'll have the other thing.
All right.
No, you do the other thing, and I do the thing after the other thing, right? Or which one was it?
We are such losers.
You do the thing.
Then you do the thing. Gotcha.
After Spike does his thing.
All right, I gotta do my thing. So
it's called a big dose of D.
Jeez. So, yeah, I've mentioned it a million times now with my wife here. To say it again, we are huge pet people. Mm-hmm. You know, we have two dogs. We have Rebel and Scotchy, and they are incredibly important. Maybe some would argue too important to us. But if you have a very important pet, a dog or a cat, you only need one pet store. That is Dogs and Cats Rule. The difference, and there are many differences, the biggest one that I can see is that their staff there is better than any staff at any pet store. You're not going to need to search the internet for advice. They will have the answers for you on pet nutrition, and they have top-of-the-line food for your pets. Local, high-quality ingredients, supplements, all that stuff. George Perrini's the lead dog, Dogs and Cats Rule. He makes sure the staff at all seven locations can answer those questions. As well, if you're like our house, your pets dress up for Halloween. They have Halloween costumes for your dog, your cat. Also Halloween-themed toys and collars. And with winter coming, if your dog needs a coat, a fleece, a sweater, Dogs and Cats Rule has it. As I mentioned, there are seven locations. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, all in PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
We out?
Well, yeah, now it's your turn.
Go, Bird!